Welcome back, everyone. Final score, Longview 49 and Tyler Lee 7. Coach King has joined us. Another good victory. And, Coach, I guess the first thing we need to do is you need to tell Johnny how his theory came true again. They gave you the ball, and you went and scored right off the bat, like we talked about last week.
Well, it was pretty impressive opening drive. We came out and took it to them, you know, and we had some chances on some other drives in the first half. And, you know, there were three possessions we didn't get points on. You know, missed a field goal and had a couple stops, fourth down, which, you know, we got that figured out there at halftime and didn't have any more of those. But, you know, defense played well. We were in control of the game at half, even though it was just 14-0, but you never know how that thing goes. But I thought a big thing was we started the second half with three and out, and offense took the ball, got a score. Then I guess we got the pick six next, which was pretty good. And, you know, to get that up to 28, and then, you know, it just kind of steamrolled from there. So it just another great outing by our football team. I thought we were real impressive defensively all night long, controlling their speed and the perimeter of the game and not giving them those big plays they've been getting. And, you know, offensively, we finally, you know, started moving the ball on the ground a little bit better. Thought we, you know, had some missed opportunities in the throwing game where we could have had, you know, a couple more big plays. But all in all, great effort and big win on senior night. You know, based on everything I'm hearing, I guess, you know, the way the district's shaking out tonight probably locks us in as the one seed in our district, as the district champion. So, you know, if Rockwall finishes off Mesquite, I think that's correct.
Yeah, they did. They're about to do that.
So, congratulations to these kids, you know, what they've been able to get done thus far.
You look at this, and I've got Miller, 1,000-yard rusher up to this point. He's 14 carries for 24 yards. I mean, that's a phenomenal job. I mean, you could tell that he's a guy with a lot of ability, a lot of speed, but the defense tonight was too good.
Well, our defense has a lot of speed, too, and we were able to contain him and didn't give him the edges. And, of course, you know, running inside against those big defensive linemen of ours is kind of tough with the, you know, inside five we got. And, but I thought our defense did a great job of leveraging perimeter stuff and also not running out of their gap when they pulled it and went back inside with the counters or the inside zone stuff. They try to gut you inside. You know, you got to honor that. And I'm just real proud of how we didn't over-pursue and we held true to what the plan was.
And any time Lee got in second and long, third and long, and tried to throw, it was almost disaster every time. They either got a big sack because they couldn't pass protect against your front three and four or however many you brought on that particular play. And when they did throw, you had defensive guys there. They didn't have anybody open, and then you ended up with two pick sixes out of the deal.
Yeah, how about that? Pat Webb gets him two on senior night, you know, and he was fixing to catch it if he had got tackled on that second one. Not by me, his teammates, but, you know, he did a good job. First one was a heck of a play down here. Yeah. He broke on the ball, undercut the receiver. That was the best play. The other one was kind of a gift, but he was, you know, he made the play because sometimes those gifts are the hardest ones to catch. You know, you think, oh, my God, there's no way that ball's coming to me. And you drop it. But he did a good job. And I thought the defense unit did a good job of getting it down the near sideline. And we didn't get a penalty, thank God. I mean, you know, it's one of those where somebody gets a block in the back or something. But he took it to the house. Another big play for us. And, you know, got us out there in front. And it extended our lead. And we were able to get far enough there where we made sure everybody got in, you know. That was a situation where I told him, I said, it's important to know that, you know, senior night, we want all the seniors to play, you know, but number one priority is winning the game.
And you talk about gifts there. We had a few gifts on wide open touchdown passes that we dropped, and you know, score could have been even higher.
Hey, well, yeah. I mean, Caden missed one, but they come back a couple plays later, and I think we hit Jalen on one, the touchdown. And, you know, he missed one on the little old a little stalk and go move, and you know, one of those is just too, just believe me, those are the tougher ones to catch, you know, and to throw too. You got to go wide open guy, you don't want to miss him, but you know, those are important, and you know, but you come back, like I said, we hit Jalen a few plays later and got that score back, but you know, and we had a couple of guys went down tonight, which is concerning, a couple of guys that we didn't have for the second half, and I don't think anything season-ending injury, but we get, you know, it's important we have a full, healthy roster when you start, you know, talking playoff runs.
I think the front five tonight is as good as we've played all year. I mean, it was really kind of amazing. I thought the pressure we put on the quarterback from just the three, and then we ran quite a few blitz, and Tyshawn Taylor and Smith, and I mean, those guys get there, they lay the hammer on you.
Yeah, they are the beneficiaries of some good defensive line play, let me tell you. But yes, the thing about those two guys, and you figure Kaibo and Malik Cannon, too, as linebackers, but they can defeat blocks, they can run to the ball, and they tackle, you know, and that's what you got to have. You know, it's nice to have those guys that can hold a point, not get knocked in your lap and all those things, but those guys do a good job of fitting it and making plays, not only inside but on the edges. Yeah, you know, when they're inside out pursuing.
I want to talk about something. Everybody knows, yeah, it was a big senior night, and you always look forward to that. It's always a big deal. But you also had a ceremony at halftime with the veterans, and we got to actually talk to one of those. J.L. Armstrong and his wife and Joel visited our booth, yeah. And we got to talk to him and all. And actually, Joel's got a little one with him, and it was really great to see them. We asked him if he could play if we needed a quarterback late in the game. He thought he could get a quarter, but that was probably about all he could handle.
I can tell you one thing. I bet he can still deal it. He was special. What a fine young man and great family, you know, and glad to be able to honor his older brother, you know, in this deal tonight.
And with all the others.
But it's nice to have a ex-player come back and be a part of that. I hate I didn't get to see him. You know, I hadn't seen him in a few years since we honored him over there at John Tyler 2 years ago, mm-hmm. you know, with that Great American Rivalry series. But, boy, I can tell you, he was special to this program and kind of the driving force behind getting this thing back to where we're at today. I mean, he made some big plays for us as a young man there his junior year to get us in the playoffs. None bigger than when we beat John Tyler here that night.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a hard game to call, you know, that night. Call the formation, Joel, you call the play, get us in the right one, and they could do it. But, yeah, nice to hear that. Had a bunch of former players here on the sideline and, you know, and saw some on the field afterwards. So, you know, and then saw some, you know, coming through with some current players, you know, which is nice. It was an emotional time, and 41 seniors, 5 student assistant trainers that we recognized, and then, you know, all the other seniors that were recognized after that. You know, old Joe got a horse. That thing went on for a while. So big night. Glad we can win here at home and go out, you know, our last regular season game for these seniors on senior night with a win, and everybody enjoy it.
Well, so far the season's perfect. We finish up the regular season next week against the Mesquite team. That's a pretty good team, and get ready for the playoff run. And I think this is a good way to start it tonight, the way we played.
Now, we're in playoff mode now. You saw the gold socks. When we secured a playoff spot, we broke out the gold socks. That's kind of turned into a tradition, you know, and trying to win gold. But that'll be a challenging task next week, going to Mesquite, playing them on their senior night. And, you know, I think they've secured a playoff spot.
They have. They have.
You know, and, you know, as far as that game, I don't know, you know, if things hold true with everything that's going on tonight, you know, what effect it'll have on the district standing or playoff standings, you know, what affects seeds and whether you get a home game or not. But regardless of that, I mean, we got to go play football. We need to be in playoff mode. We need to go play to the best of our ability and, you know, do what needs to be done. Let's play Lobo football and play it as well as we can.
Yeah, Mesquite and Rockwall are both in, and the fourth spot is going to be the winner of Lee versus Mesquite Horn. Winner will go in. The loser of that game will be done. So that's the big game in the district next week.
Yeah, well, it's a big game in terms of playoffs, yeah. And, you know, it's best of luck to all East Texas rivals, you know, Tyler Lee. You know, Kirk's done a great job. Their football team's totally different mindset today than what it was, you know, a couple of years ago when he took over and done it in just a short amount of time. And good football coach. He's got a good staff. He's got his kids playing hard. And when you do those things, you know, things take care of itself. But I think they're a good football team. And it'll be interesting to see how next week goes. But, you know, all in all, you know, it's our district is you know, is,
much improved.
Much improved from top to bottom. And, you know, some of these scores, you know, some nights may not prove that. I mean, but I feel like there's some really good football team. And Mesquite is really good. They've got a great running back, an explosive running game. Of course, the quarterback's a dual threat guy committed to Minnesota. And I hadn't watched a whole lot of their defense yet because I've been watching their offense against the people we're playing. But, you know, I've heard various coaches brag on how well their defense is. So we got to go on the road and finish it off. And, you know, like I said, we're in playoff mode. Well, even though it is the 10th game of the regular season, that's our mindset.
We all think we can find our way back to Hamby. It'll be the third time in 5 weeks, and I think you probably know the place pretty well, too.
Yeah. I just hope it's not raining and cold like the last time we went there.
Yeah, yeah. And we always hope the elevator works.
No doubt. I think they've got that figured out.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so. Well, good night. Now, there was something I wanted to mention tonight, and I can't remember it. I need to start writing stuff down. I'm starting to get like Coach Collins.
Well, that's bad. That's bad.
I get accused of that all the time, not only by my wife, but my coaches. So, but I can tell you what, I can be called a lot worse. So.
That is true.
You know, one thing that might be worth mentioning tonight is I actually think – this year, in every game, we've had more fans than the other team, including the road games. I think people are behind the Lobos. It's kind of amazing, the fan support that we do have.
It is, and these kids, they don't know how special that is, you know, and how spoiled they are, to put it bluntly. You know, some of these guys come back that go play college ball, and they're like, Coach, it's not the same. These kids, they don't understand. I said, yeah, I told you that when you was here, too. You didn't listen. But, yeah, it's great place to you know, play football in front of this home crowd, or whether we're on the road. I mean, we're going to get the fan support, you know, great fan base. And, you know, I've said it many times, you know, everybody expects you to win around here, not a heck of a lot, but rather be expected to win than expected to lose.
That's right.
You know, and they want to come watch a winner. So that's just part of it and part of the territory. But, no, we're fortunate there, and our great support groups from the band, the cheerleaders, the Viewettes, ROTC, they did a great job tonight, too. So, Interact Club, I don't think anybody told me anything bad about them tonight. do they run the flags? I don't even pay attention.
Hey, the Interact Club's been around a long time, all the way back into the 70s when we used to keep the live wolf on the sidelines.
Yeah, we may need to go back to that instead of running.
Hey, I'm in. I got experience.
The only way we're going to bring it back is y'all put Gene down there and make him feed it.
I did feed it one night against Marshall at midfield, but that's another story for a different time. All right, if you're listening, we want you to go to Mesquite next week. We're in the playoffs, and we're going to host a home game here 2 weeks from either tonight or tomorrow, but we still have another regular season to go. Go up there. Let's take way more fans in Mesquite. So we're going to take it back here. We appreciate you coming up.
You bet.
Thanks again. We'll talk to you next week. Matt, we appreciate everything you do. We're going to let you wrap things up for us, and we're going to try to pack up all our stuff and get out of here because they're about to turn the lights off. We appreciate you being with us. Next week, be on the air. Coach's show at 7, pregame 7:15 to 7:20 around that time period. Kickoff at 7:30, just like always, and we'll be look forward to having you listening to us again. Thanks for listening, everybody. This is Mike Richardson saying goodnight for Brent Taylor, Johnny Vaughn, Eddie Richardson, and Gene Morris, and Coach King on 106.5 Jack FM. Thanks for being with us.